Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, beautiful. Welcome back. Today, I'm recording a little impromptu podcast for you. I am actually recording this on my phone in bed because I want to share a shorty but a goodie with you. And today I want to talk about discipline and the incredible discipline it takes as a mother to do the things that are restorative. Because as we all know, we wear all the hats. We have so many demands that are upon us all of the time. And it's very, very easy to get run down if we're not careful, if we're not conscientious of how much life force is left in our cup and really being aware of those red flags that tell us when it's time for some remedial self-care. And I know that for myself over the last few weeks, I have been working a lot on this pivot that I'm in the middle of for my business, which I'll be talking about soon and is so exciting. I cannot wait to share it with you. But I find that for myself, when I get excited about something, my brain sometimes wants to run away with me. It's really easy for me to pursue the passion. And sometimes, either when we're in mom mode, and we're doing all the things that have to be done. Well, I put that in quotation marks, that have to be done, like making the lunches, picking up the toys, showing up for our kids, doing the reading practice, whatever season of life your child is in. It's easy for us to forget to care for ourselves. And on the flip side, when we have big work to do in the world, when we know what our soul's purpose is, what our sacred work in the world is, it's also extremely tempting to put all of our life force there because it's fun. It's not always fun to slow down and do the restorative things. So I wanted to talk a little bit about discipline and what that means when we become mothers, when we are mothers who have ambition, who like to do things well. It's a double-edged sword because on the one hand, it's our perfectionism that really drives us to operate at this high capacity that I know you're capable of, that before you became a mother was easy. It was maybe not effortless, but it came so naturally to you. And you had the abundance of time. You had the abundance of resources. So you didn't have to balance quite as much. When we become mothers, our cup doesn't expand. Our capacity for love does, but our energetic resources, those do not. We're pouring from the same cup, but we're filling it less. We're pouring to more places, but we probably have fewer streams of nourishment, of nurturance coming into that cup. So I found that over the last couple of weeks, I wasn't sleeping as well. My PMS symptoms increased. I could tell that my hormones were feeling a little bit out of balance. And these, for me, are red flags. They are red flags that my energetic cup is dipping below full. Now, if you haven't heard me talk about this metaphor before, I want you to think about your life force, your vitality. And you can visualize this as a cup. How full is your cup today? Is it half full? 75%, 25%. In the Ayurvedic tradition, when our cup drops below 50%, it becomes infinitely harder to fill. And if it stays below that critical threshold for too long, that's when we end up with things like hormone imbalance and chronic illness. And it's much harder to fill that very low cup than it is to just top off a cup that's pretty full. So part of this exercise in discipline is learning to recognize what your red flags are. What signs does your body give you when your cup is in the red zone? Anything below 50% is in the red zone. 50 to 75% is like this yellow zone, like, hey, you better deal with this, but it's not critical. And above 75%, you're golden. You can do all the things. You can pursue your passions without worrying about the cost to yourself. The difficulty is that when we are doing all these things and we're trying our best to function like the brilliant badasses that we are, when we get that spare moment to ourselves, usually the last thing we want to do is something that's truly restorative. We want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix. I want to go watch Bridgerton again for the third or fourth time. What I don't want to do is take 30 minutes and do yin yoga before bed. I don't want to get on the ground and lie on my bolster and hold two postures for 15 minutes apiece. It's boring. It doesn't give my brain a dopamine hit. But the thing is, when my system is very stressed out, when I'm getting into that red zone, it's almost a requirement. So I'm going to give you my little formula for resetting my nervous system when I'm in the red zone. And there's a lot of science that backs this up, but essentially when we're going, we kind of run on an adrenaline high. Our body's producing cortisol, adrenaline, norepinephrine. These are all the hormones that our body produces as a stress response. So if we were still living a primal lifestyle, we would need these hormones to do things like run from a tiger or a threat, an imminent threat. But really, our body is only supposed to use those hormones when the threat is short term. When we're going all day running on that high, we start to deplete our battery in a big, big way. And that's when we get into this need for remedial stress management, remedial nervous system calming. We have to turn on that parasympathetic response, which is your rest and digest state, to counteract the fight or flight that we've been living in. So the way that I like to do this, it's pretty simple. The only thing that it requires on your part is discipline and time. Now, you don't always have to take this much time to do this. I do recommend it, though, if you are in the red zone. If you've let it get to the red zone, ideally you're doing some form of this for a shorter period of time when you're in the yellow zone, or even on a daily basis when you're in the green. But if things get really, really bad, here's what I do. A hot bath, fill it up with, I don't know, I do 4, 5, 6 cups of Epsom salt. You can do a lot. It has that magnesium in it, that sulfate. It's very calming to your nervous system. The body uses magnesium for pretty much every cellular function you can imagine. It's the number one supplement to take if you're under stress is magnesium, especially before bed. Use some Epsom salt, and then I like to put in lavender essential oil. I believe that lavender oil stimulates L-GABA in the brain, which is essentially a calming hormone, a calming neurotransmitter. And I sit in that bath for like 45 minutes to an hour. And I let the heat do its work. I let the magnesium do its work. If I'm really feeling ambitious, I'll throw in some bentonite clay or something to kind of absorb the toxins as they come out of my body. And then after the bath, I will go and do another 45 minutes to an hour of yin yoga. On my bolster, I have a series of like 3 postures that I use. If you go online and just look up yin poses for stress relief, you can find a few of them. I may record a little video and post that online with this beautiful series. It's not fun. It's boring. I would rather watch Netflix, but I can detect the moment that my nervous system shuts off, finally. And it's such a relief. And literally the next day, I was feeling better. My focus was better. My brain fog was gone. And I slept 9 hours that night for the first time in probably 2 months. So again, it's not always easy to choose what is truly restorative, because generally speaking, when you are a go, go, go mother, if you're an entrepreneur especially, and you have that added layer of responsibility and stress, it's really hard to slow down. It's really hard to prioritize that. And when our brain gets used to always getting that hit of, I accomplished something, I did that, the last thing that we're craving is true restoration. So this is where your discipline comes in. I know that you are uber disciplined when it comes to getting things done. I know you have no problem with that, mama. I do know that you struggle with discipline when it comes to slowing down, because it's not as gratifying. It doesn't feel like there's immediate ROI. We don't get that hit of, oh yes, I crossed that off my to-do list. But I promise that when you create the space to do it, if you can have the discipline to do the truly boring thing, you will fill your cup and supercharge yourself. Because it's very hard for us to function at that high capacity when we're deeply drained and stressed. And this is where chronic stress gets to a lot of us, especially if you have young kids, if they're not sleeping, even if you have older children and they're going through a difficult time, because as we know, you solve one issue with your kids and then usually the next developmentally appropriate challenge comes up. There's always something. So whether you're on the high of the roller coaster or you're on the low, having the discipline to restore yourself, to always be topping off that cup, ideally before you hit the red zone, is so, so important. So my love, I hope that this short but mighty practice is helpful for you. And I really urge you to go write this down somewhere, because when you're in that red zone, you want to have this toolkit on hand. One of the things that I teach my mothers, that I teach my clients, is how to create structures that bake not just self-care, because I feel like self-care is a term that's way overused today. But I call these supportive structures, how to bake these supportive structures into your life so that you are always topping off your cup. But I also teach the art of inquiry and intuition, which is all about listening to yourself and asking questions of what's happening inside, so that you begin to cultivate the awareness of, when is my cup getting low? What do those red flags look like for me? Because once you start to recognize them, you can act upon them, and then you can triage. You can decide, do I really need a remedial hour and a half long reset practice? Or can I get away with like 20 minutes of yoga nidra, yoga sleep meditation? For me, that's more of a maintenance thing. I try to do that, if not every day, every other day. But when I get into remedial mode, if I've been pushing too hard, if I've been ignoring my red flags for a while, which let's face it, I sometimes do, you know, I'm not a perfect person either, even though I've been living with these practices for many years now. It's hard. We want to chase the fun thing. We want to get stuff done. But it's so, so important, because no one else can tell you when it's time to slow down. No one else can tell you when it's time to top off your cup. It's the way that you listen to yourself, the way that you inquiry with yourself, that will guide you to what practices you need in the moment. And so when I work with mothers, this is something that we spend like a couple of months on, because even just developing the intuition and the ability to inquiry and then listen for what's happening inside, that's a skill. Structuring your life and your home so that these types of supportive practices are easy for you, that takes time. None of these are hard in and of themselves, but yeah, you know, you kind of have to have the bolster if you want those yin poses to be really easy to do. I keep mine at the foot of my bed. So if I'm lying in bed and I can't sleep, I can literally get up. My yoga mat is right there. I grab my bolster. 15 minutes later, I'm ready to sleep. It's easy because I've baked it into my structure, and I've learned that I need to have the discipline to get out of bed, even if I'm exhausted. If I'm in that wired and tired state, the discipline is key because I know I'll fall asleep faster, even though my temptation is definitely to stay warm and cozy and not get out of bed. Because I know you, my friend, and you are smart, you are passionate, you are driven, and there's really nothing that you can't push yourself to do. You're an expert pusher. You've been doing that your whole life. And it serves you well in those moments that you're called upon to push as a mother, whether that's literally pushing during birth or guiding your child through a stressful experience. You've mastered that art already. What you haven't mastered yet is the art of inquiry, of listening to yourself and then serving yourself in the way that you need to be served. But you can do it. That power lies within you. This is one of the feminine wisdom traditions. It's the power of intuition and the power of inquiry. So it's innate in you already. All it takes is a little bit of practice. So if you want to start practicing with this, I urge you to ask yourself a super simple inquiry when you wake up in the morning. And I learned this from one of my wise, wise mentors, Christina Rilo. And she taught me, and I still do this practice to this day, that when you wake up, before you even open your eyes, just do a quick check-in. Ask yourself, how full is my cup today? What percentage are you at? If you're at 75%, you're golden. 50, 60%, you need to fill that cup. And if you're below 50, you're in that remedial red zone. It is time to remediate. You need that long restorative practice. I know it's hard to prioritize yourself. I know. And I know that you've heard the so annoying phrase, you have to put your own oxygen mask on first. I know you've heard that a gazillion times already. And I have to say, when my husband reminds me of that, it still bothers me, even though I know it's true. Because the desire to do is so strong. The desire to be, fill in the blank, is so strong. But I urge you, my love, if your cup is low, just be. Just restore and use that superpower of discipline that has allowed you to thrive to fill your cup. Because I promise you will reap the rewards. So, with that, my love, I will leave you. Go do something restorative for yourself. I'm sending you love and light and restoration and a great night of sleep. I am energetically sending you a great night of sleep tonight because I know you need it. So, my love, I'll talk to you again soon. Mwah. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.